Walter Brown, Mysteries. Adventures in excitement and suspense, based on the best-selling novels by the slick storytelling sensation, Carter Brown.
How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is Carter Brown with another of my books for you, a story called Kuras for Khan, and the Khan in this case is named Joe, a private eye in the best tradition. He's got an office, a pretty secretary, and no clients, until a luscious lady walks into his life, and from then on, complications call for Khan. Now, here he is, Joe Khan himself.
When I came into the office that morning, Daisy had her feet up on the desk again. Not that I mind looking at her legs. They're very good legs. A lot of guys paid dough to see them when she was in show business. But I had a feeling that a secretary with her feet up isn't good for office routine. Not that my office had any routine.
Good morning, boss.
Daisy, put your legs down.
Why? Have I got a ladder? They look all right to me.
They look all right to me, too, but that's not the point.
So what are you worrying about?
An office is a place where you're supposed to work.
All the secretaries show their legs to the boss. You're the only one who's not interested.
I should be interested in your legs when we haven't had a client in 3 weeks.
Why don't we take a holiday, Joe? Let's go to Miami and laze on the beach. Just you and me, huh?
Get off that Miami beach before you get sunburned.
Hmm?
Daisy. The phone. It's ringing.
Oh! Hello? Oh, sure, you could see him anytime. He's not doing anything. 11 o'clock? Oh, that'll be fine. Bye.
That's a fine way to impress anyone. You can see him anytime. He's not doing anything. They'll think we're broke.
Aren't we?
That's not the point. Who was it?
A dame. Her name's Diane Clutterbuck. She sounded fat with wrinkled stockings.
What did she want?
To see you. I can't think why.
I don't know why I keep you. I should fire you.
You'd never be able to pay my back salary.
Promptly at 11, Diane Clutterbuck arrived. I took one look at her and thought of Daisy's description. Fat with wrinkled stockings. This dame looked like a Miss Universe winner taken in hand and tuned up by Vogue and Harper's Bazaar. She was a redhead with a swept-up hairdo and a figure that would have sent Cleopatra back down the Nile looking for a dietitian.
Mr. Khan?
That's me. Won't you come in and sit down?
A friend of mine recommended me to come to you. He told me you were the best private detective in the city.
Modesty forbids me saying how right he was.
I'm trying to find my sister, Mr. Khan. I've tried all the official channels, and she still can't be found. I've come to you in the hope that you might be able to achieve what the police and other authorities haven't.
How long has she been missing?
Look, I think I'd better tell you the whole story.
Yeah, that's usually a good idea.
My sister married an American serviceman in England 2 years ago. 6 months after her marriage, she came with him to America, to this city. 3 months after that, her husband was killed in a car accident. I had one or two letters after that. She wrote about coming home to England and then said she'd got a job here and thought she'd stay a while. And then the letter stopped altogether.
I see.
At last, I managed to make the trip across. Now, I've been here for a month, and the authorities can find no trace of her at all. I don't even know if she's still alive.
That's tough.
Mr. Khan, I can't tell you what it would mean to know. Just to know, definitely. It's this frightening uncertainty. Even if I knew she was dead, I'd feel better.
Yeah, I can understand that. What's your sister's name?
Helen. Her married name was Duisberg.
You've got a last address?
Of course, but the police checked there. Helen had left without giving any forwarding address.
Where was she working?
A nightclub called the Casbah.
Doing what?
Dancing, that was her profession.
And what did they say?
Practically the same thing. She left suddenly without telling them why or where she was going.
So she could be anywhere in the United States, hmm?
Mr. Khan, I realize that it sounds almost an impossible task, but I'm desperate.
Okay, I'll try and find her for you.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Khan.
A couple more things, When you went to the police, who did you see?
A lieutenant named Harding.
Where'd you find him?
Well, I went to the Bureau of Missing Persons. They put me in touch with the lieutenant. He was from the homicide section, I think they called it.
Homicide?
Yes.
Oh, no, not a thing. I just wanted to make sure I had it right. The other thing is, have you a picture of your sister?
Oh, yes, yes, I brought a photograph with me. Here you are.
Hmm. Well, you certainly got one thing in common, you and your sister.
Oh?
You're both beautiful girls.
Well, thank you, Mr. Carr.
Lady, don't smile at me like that. You'll take my mind off my work. She gave me her sister's last address and her own. She was staying at the Astoria, and then Diane Clutterbuck curved her convex way out. Whoever said English dames had nothing needed an optometrist. This Clutterbuck babe made even Sabrina look leaner.
Yes, boss?
Daisy, is there any coffee?
It's nearly time for lunch. I thought you'd be taking me to lunch.
What would I use for money?
Haven't we got Clutterbuck for a client?
Sure.
Well, didn't she give you some dough as a retainer?
Holy... I never thought about asking for it.
What were you thinking about? No. No, don't tell me. I'm a nice girl.
You wanted to see me? I'm Harding.
Nice of you to give me your time, Lieutenant.
What do you want?
I'm Joe Kahn, a private detective.
Huh?
I'm working for a lady by the name of Diane Clutterbuck.
Yeah, the dame who came over from England looking for her sister?
That's right, Helen Duisberg.
Well?
I hoped you might be able to tell me something.
She can tell you as much as I can. The sister's missing, disappeared, that's all I know.
The husband, Duisberg?
Got himself killed in an accident 3 or 4 months ago.
Was it an accident?
What are you getting at, Kahn?
You're a homicide, Lieutenant. You aren't interested in accidents or missing persons either, for that matter. The Clutterbuck girl went to missing persons and they sent her to you. Why? Because you're tied up in the case. And the only way you could be tied up in it means that you're interested in finding Helen Duisberg because you're not satisfied that the husband died by accident.
Con, let me give you some advice. Stay out of this. Tell the Clutterbuck woman you're sorry, but you can't do anything for her.
Look, Lieutenant, she hires me to find her sister. That's all I care about. If you've got any leads, maybe I could help.
Con, the department needs private eyes like it needs a hole in the head. Now stay clear of this gumshoe, or you're likely to find yourself minus a license.
Joe, what do you know?
Daisy, I'm not in the mood for riddles.
The Clutterbuck dame came good. She sent around $400 in cash.
Well, she did? That's great. Hey, wait a minute. Isn't that a new blouse you're wearing?
Uh-huh. I thought I'd grab a couple of weeks' salary before you hogged the lot.
How much have we got left?
275.
I'll take it, thanks. All of it, all of it. Fine thing when a guy can't trust his secretary. Now listen, Daisy. I want you to call Dave Toady at the Globe. Tell him you're speaking for me and get him to look up the fires and give me what they've got in the Duisberg accident.
And what'll you be doing?
Getting spruced up to go nightclubbing.
A nightclub? Aren't you going to take me with you to celebrate?
You've done your celebrating with that new blouse. Now it's my turn. The nightclub I had in mind was the Casbah. Getting to see the manager involved a lot of phone calls and finally an escort. A hulking hood named Hank. The manager's name was Mailer.
You wanted to see me?
I'm Joe Kahn, a private eye.
Yep, I've heard of you.
I'm trying to find Helen Duisberg.
I'd like to find her, too. She was good. My floor show's never been the same without her. But I'm afraid I can't help you, Kahn.
I thought you might have something to give me a lead.
Oh, she came and asked for a job. She worked in London, she said. I gave an audition. I gave her a job. She worked here 6 weeks. One night she didn't turn up. I haven't seen her since.
There was no reason why she should want to leave the place?
Not that I know of. I was paying her good dough. She seemed quite satisfied.
You ever know Duisberg, her husband?
No. Should I?
I guess not. He was killed in a car accident a few months ago.
I never knew him. Cops were around asking questions, but I told them it's a big country. People want to blow, they blow. And it makes them hard to find.
I've got to try. I got a client who's paying.
Sorry, I can't help you, Con.
Thanks for your trouble, anyway. I went back into the club and headed for a phone. Mailer was lying. I didn't know how I knew, but I was sure of it. And he hadn't really liked the reference to Duisberg. As I dialed Daisy's apartment, I was hoping she'd be home.
Hello?
Daisy, this is Joe.
Well, this is a surprise. What's the matter? Things kind of quiet at the Casbah?
Never mind the comedy, kid. Did you call Dave Toady?
Yes. All he could tell me was that Carl Duisberg was found in the gutter on Hope Street around 4 a.m. one morning. He must have been coming home from late shift, and he'd been hit by a truck. They never found any trace of the truck.
Late shift? That means they know the firm he worked for.
Sure. Glauben Chemicals.
Thanks, Daisy. Oh, and don't expect me in the office too early tomorrow.
Why? A heavy date with a dancing girl?
No, a date with a personnel manager of Glauben Chemicals. First thing in the morning.
Yes?
Mr. Kaplan?
Yes?
My name's Joe Kahn. They gave me your name and address at Glauben Chemicals.
Oh?
It's about Carl Duisberg and his wife, Helen. I was told you were his best friend at the plant.
Yes, that's right. You'd better come in. I've been expecting you to call. Carl said either his wife or a friend of hers would come for it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
It's been a responsibility. My wife didn't like me keeping it. She said we should hand it over to the police, but I promised Carl faithfully that anything happened to him, I was to hold on to it until his wife sent for it. If you'll just wait a minute, Mr. Kahn, I'll go and get it.
I stared blankly at his back as he moved away. Whatever else I'd expected, it wasn't this. But it looked like I was in luck. And there was a lead to Helen Duisberg coming up.